call the meeting of Sussex County Council, August 18th, 2009, to order. Approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, do you have any changes to the agenda, or does any council members have changes to the agenda?
Yes, I do have two proposed changes. Under Mr. William Lacate's items 1 and 2, we will like to defer till next week.
We'll take Mr. Lacate's off the agenda.
Yes.
Any council members have any changes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the amended agenda.
You got it.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the amended agenda. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes in your packet is the August 11th minutes. Are there any changes or comments? If not, I'll consider those minutes approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, Mr. President, I have one letter, and it is to the Sussex County Building Department. Attention, Mr. Andrew Wright, Acting Director. Reference, Bethany Preserve. Dear Mr. Wright, I would like to thank you for your quick attention to our problems concerning the pool house / community room. Both you and the inspector have been professional in all your actions. As I said to your inspector, it is our goal to work through your office and get the problems resolved without any further parties being involved. I pledge to be reasonable to meet these goals as well. Just as a reminder, for a soil check to be done, there is a problem of existing slabs along the exterior of the building, which would require boring. The slabs on the west and south elevations comprise almost 50% of the exterior slab areas. I look forward to the developer's comments and proposed action. Signed, Dave Thomas, representative of the homeowners. And that's the only correspondence I have, Mr. Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Does any council members have correspondence? Ms. Deaver?
Yeah, I got a notice about, it's about future land use topic at Center of Inland Bays, August 21st. The public's invited to hear a presentation on the existing and potential future land use in Sussex County at the next meeting of the Center for the Inland Bays Science and Technical Advisory Committee, 9 a.m. Friday, August 21st, at the University of Delaware Carville Research and Education Center on Route 9, 5 miles west of Georgetown. It goes on to describe the study, and I made copies for everyone here at the council. Mm-hmm. Pretty picture, too.
Okay, any other correspondence?
Mm-hmm.
That's computer generated from something nowhere.
Mr. Baker, County Administrator.
It's a good study.
Yes. Thank you. Good afternoon. The first item we have is a request for additional funding from the Sussex Conservation District. And I have a handout which was in your packet a week ago. We have received, again this year, letters of request from the Conservation District and also from the State of Delaware for additional grant funds to be used for tax ditch projects. In previous years, a state grant for an additional $100,000 was approved in over the last 4 or 5 state budget years, but it was contingent on a matching grant from the county. This year, the state grant was approved again into June 30, July 1st, but it is not contingent on a matching grant from the county. They did change that. The letters that we received are requesting that the county match the state's, consider matching the state's $100,000 as in previous years, but again, the county match is not actually required for them to provide their $100,000. as in past years, we did not budget this additional $100,000 since the state had not approved it when we were working on the budget, and we didn't know whether or not they would. But we did want to bring this to your consideration, and I know Mr. Wilson's on the Conservation District Board, and I believe there may be a representative here that may want to speak from a Conservation District standpoint.
Now, this is different than the grant that
yes.
we cut in half for Conservation District.
Right. We are required by state law to provide $75,000 to
help fund the Sussex Conservation District, mm-hmm. which we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in the budget, plus additional grants to help with some of the staffing costs. That is also in the budget. This is something over and above that.
Yes.
And again, the past 4 or 5 years when the state has done this, they've required that the county match it, otherwise they wouldn't provide the money. This year, they changed that. They are providing them $100,000, and they are not requiring a county match.
What are the other counties doing?
We've been told that Kent County this year is not providing the additional $100,000, and Newcastle, I don't think, has made a decision as to whether or not they are providing it or not.
Well, those are the people that approve of those fake lakes or whatever you call this sediment control, these basins, the stormwater ponds, because I'm getting a lot of calls about those. So I hope these people are on the job, and I think we should fund them as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Are representatives from the district here?
Yep.
Would you like to come up?
My name is Wendy Baker, and I am on the Board of Supervisors for the Sussex County, or the Sussex Conservation District. And I'd like to humbly request that you consider your annual funding contribution of $100,000, as you have done in the last 4 years. By giving $100,000, the state will match it with $100,000, and the tax ditch organizations, of which there's over 103 in Sussex County, matches it dollar for dollar. So that means that your $100,000 will be leveraged to $400,000 on the ground working, it will fund $400,000 of work on the ground in Sussex County. To prove that this is needed, we spent in the year 2006 $327,342 on work on tax ditches. In 2007, it was $429,000. Year 2008 is $454,000. And proposed for the year 2009, right now we have...
That's ending
June 30th. We spent $372,000. So the money is put to good use, and it is working. We have 136 tax ditch systems in Sussex County, and they run 390 square miles, or 42% of the county. It drains 20,000 parcels. Let's see. Performing routine maintenance saves money by fixing the problems before a major failure or emergency takes place. And failure to perform this maintenance and repairs could result in flooding and property damage.
Are there any questions for representatives of the conservation district?
Well, I'm assuming these tax ditches are farmland, or are they? Are they 100%? How much and what percent of the tax ditches?
A lot of development.
Mm-hmm. So that's assisting development and farmland?
Yeah, it started out as farmland, but
mm-hmm.
now it's
right.
It's
well,
a mix.
Yeah, people build around them. Right. I was just wondering what percentage. Do you have a sense of what percentage is what?
I actually don't have that.
Okay, I'm just curious. Okay, but I imagine
42%.
The developments are adding up, and farms are it'd be fewer and fewer farms that we're protecting. Okay,
I do know that it is 390 square miles, or 42% of the county.
42%
of the county are tax ditches. Yes.
Well, I'm a big supporter of what they do, and I know the when we had a flood or a lot of rain a number of years ago, and we had all kinds of havoc out there, and it was because a lot of the tax ditches and a lot of the ditches in general, streams weren't cleaned up, and this is what they do. And I think we, with a county our size, we need to keep supporting them. So I would make a motion that we support them and continue to fund them as we've done in the past.
I would second that motion because homeowner associations are not always aware that they have this responsibility, and they're not always aware to take care of that responsibility, and it's falling back on the county. I would rather it not fall back on us in that fashion, but that we fully fund this request.
I appreciate the motion and the second. I would point out that within our packet, the memo we got from our administrator suggested that it was the intent of the administration to consider this at a forthcoming county council meeting. Mr. Baker, is this something you're comfortable with working on today, considering it was not in the budget, or is it something we need to look at first?
I think certainly there are a number of options, and one, what we've done in prior years is excuse me, is when this has, if this has been approved in the past, or when it's been approved in the past, we funded it from the contingencies account, which has about $600,000 in that account for the whole year. Of course, we're early on in the fiscal year. And I guess, you know, one option, of course, would be to approve it. Another option could be to defer, like we have on some other things, to later in the fiscal year, see how revenues are and that sort of thing, or to fund it at a lower level, that sort of thing. So.
We do have a motion on the floor and a second.
Well, let me, here's a suggestion maybe. You made a point there, I think. Why don't we make a motion? I'm willing to amend my motion, and we'll make it at 50,000, and then we'll revisit it later, and at least we'll keep their efforts going and make sure that they don't stop some of the programs or have to get rid of some people at this point. So even though development slowed up, the development that was when we went through that boom that has been built is affecting a lot of these ditches and the drainage. And plus, the farmers still continue to need it. I mean, the farming is, you know, so it's something I don't think we can let dormant for a while. So let me amend my motion, if you would retract yours.
Yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. May I say something, please?
Yeah, but go ahead, help yourself.
I'm not sure if that will affect the state funding. I'm not sure how that will affect the state funding if you only do the 50,000 at this point.
I don't think it'll affect it at all, will it?
Yes,
no.
It will.
Yes,
if
a
you
matching,
don't match the 100,000.
I thought I heard that they didn't. Yeah. It wasn't.
We haven't.
And
in the
leverage.
Past, that would be the case. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Baker, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mr. Baldwin, the division director for Soil and Water, DENREC, Division of Soil and Water Conservation, when we asked him that same question, he wrote us back an email that in the past 3 years, there had been a provision in the epilogue language of the bond bill that provided for an additional funding of 100,000 each district if matched by the counties. And that's been the story in the past, right? This provision was dropped this year in order to provide greater flexibility to the state and county budgets. We still have the funding available to give all the conservation districts the additional 100,000 this year and are asking the counties to voluntarily contribute 100,000 as they have in the past.
Okay, so therefore we can't, it's not connected like it was in the past. We can maybe do this in
the wording was dropped in the bond bill when they issued it, and the state went back and requested, and so they went into another pot of money. So they're saying, and we're not sure that if you don't match it, that they will still match it. We don't know that.
Well, Dave just, I thought, cleared that up, but with what he just read.
Didn't this come from the director of the Division of Soil Water Conservation?
Yeah,
I have a couple.
You can have a copy of this if you like, but
I read the letter.
The only reason I'm amending it because in light of the economic conditions and the suggestion maybe that we could do it in a two-step process, as long as I'm for funding it 100%, but if it's easier for our budget people to do it in a two-step process, I would rather make it.
Should we run into a roadblock, can we come back and appeal?
Yes, you may. You can come back anytime you want, every week if you'd like.
We'll be back.
will every penny of this go to ditching?
No, not every penny goes to ditching.
No.
Where's it going to go?
Back to the tax ditches.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, let's go back to ditching, tax ditching, whatever you want to call it. Every penny.
Every penny.
All to the operators and the equipment. Okay. No, it's not for somebody else.
No.
Is there any other discussion before we take a vote on?
Well, let me amend my. I think she has retracted. I'll make a motion that we contribute 50,000 to this effort.
I'll second that.
Okay. I have a motion second on the floor to fund this at $50,000. It is understood that we have the ability to revisit this at a later date for additional funding. Is there any further discussion from council?
Well, I appreciate your question, Mr. President, about what the other counties did, but we're the most low-lying county in the whole state. And
what do you mean low-lying?
Low-lying, down there, lower, slower. And I think we have a lot to be gained by funding this.
Any other discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And Councilwoman.
I remember show up there in Wilmington. Had a lot of areas, home flooding and everything else. We didn't get flooded down here.
How about Seaford?
Seaford didn't get flooded.
Seaford's never been flooded?
Oh, City hasn't had it, but that's all.
Boy, you've got some good imagination.
That's because their tax ditch weren't open.
Mr. Baker.
The next item is federal energy grant status. We are pleased to announce that the Sussex County Council was awarded one of the first 20 counties nationwide to be awarded a federal energy grant. And as we discussed at a previous council meeting, funding for this project would be to establish an energy efficiency and conservation strategy, which was required for the funding of the whole of the project. Total grant funding could reach $688,600. The first part of this grant is $40,000 so that we can hire a consultant to help us develop an energy strategy to help us determine what projects that we could use to improve our energy efficiency with the remaining grant funds. So our next step would be to receive proposals for a consultant to prepare an energy strategy with grant funds. By November 30th, we must submit another grant request for specific projects that will be accomplished with the help of this consultant. So basically, Ms. Gina Jennings is here today, and she's been working on this on the RFP. So that's our next step now to send out the RFP. We don't have to advertise it and whatnot, but we have had a number of companies contact us that are interested in helping us with this work. We don't really have the staff in-house that are knowledgeable about this to do the work.
That's what I was going to ask. And it's how much money? 600 and some, you think?
Well, in total, it could be, but mm-hmm. right now it's 40,000.
40,000. 40,000. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that'll cover the consultant, and we won't have any money to do anything.
Pretty expensive, isn't it?
Well, the next after the report, we'll be back to the council, of course, with a report, and then the report would suggest that we apply for specific projects for the remaining funds.
And you don't think, Mike, we don't have anybody that's got some background that could maybe, it doesn't take, I don't think, rocket science to figure out how to help some of these buildings.
Part of it's not just, I do have one gentleman on staff, Steve Hudson, our director of technical engineering, that this kind of background. But you also have to get involved with doing an inventory of the existing electric bills, and getting down to that fine detail, and there are portions of it, especially working with this grant program, where that Steve just doesn't have knowledge about, and you have to put it together. Gina, when do we have to have our plan together by to qualify for this grant?
November 30th.
So yeah, November 30th. That's the other part of it. Right now, Steve is busy on some other projects. Not in a situation where it can just devote its time.
All right, to this all right. Just check it.
I think we already proved that $40,000 study, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So this was just to bring you up to date on.
Oh, okay, we already approved it.
It was approved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Mr. Baker, on that, and of course the Director of Accounting, Ms. Gina Jennings, for her hard work.
Okay, the next item is adult control options, and as you may recall, we had discussed this at several weeks ago, and these are basically the same handouts that we had several weeks ago. And where we left it is... of course, dog control services will become the responsibility of the county effective January 1st. And due to this short time frame, it's important that we decide regarding what direction we're going to go in terms of the services. We can either proceed in-house or we can outsource the service for possibly a period of 1 to 3 years. If we outsourced it, we could issue an RFP for 1 year with maybe add additional extend two, maybe with two one-year extensions at the pleasure of the council. On August 4th, at the council meeting, it seemed that there was a consensus of the council to handle the dog licensing portion of this project in-house. So we are moving ahead with that on that regard. But we left open the question of whether or not to handle the dog control functions in-house or to outsource them. And again, the service is currently provided by the Kent County SPCA with a contract with the state of Delaware. The net cost of the county, right, it runs about $600,000 a year now. But as of January 1st, it will be our responsibility.
In light of the conversation we had in the previous meeting, Mr. Baker, do you have a recommendation, or do you want us to open this up for discussion today?
Well, our recommendation is that we would consider outsourcing at least for a year with possibly 2 1-year options at the pleasure of the county council, because we feel that there is a short time frame, there is substantial cost, and we would need to, there would be a lot of work to be done to organize contracts with kennels, because of course we don't have kennels. We have to purchase some vehicles to handle this, and it would require some staffing, some trained staffing to handle it. So our recommendation would be that we would handle it or outsource it and issue an RFP, which is required by state law or would be required by state law at that point.
Mr. Cole, have you any thoughts?
I like outsourcing. I'm supportive of outsourcing the project as much as we can.
Which is the recommendation of administration.
Yeah.
Are there any other?
If that fouls up, then we can revisit.
Has the state required us to do this?
Yes.
Is that where we're at now?
Yeah. Yeah. Dog control.
January 1st.
What are they going to put any money into it at all, help cover some of this cost?
No, nope. They have been their staff has been helpful to us and has come down here and met with us, and we've gone to Dover and met with them and so on. They've been very helpful in terms of that.
If we did nothing, what would happen?
Tell them, Everett.
If we say, state, we don't want this job, you can keep it.
Take this job and shut it.
Well, the state code gives us the responsibility.
We're forced into doing it?
We were forced into it by the state code.
It's called an unfunded mandate.
Well, these are a lot of questions I have had asked me.
Yeah.
And how in the world are we going to spend $600,000 for
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Weren't we already funding dog control in another fashion?
Yes. We are funding
already.
The
we're
net
doing
cost
it.
Mm-hmm. of the $600,000 to mm-hmm. the state of Delaware. Mm-hmm. We are reimbursing the state mm-hmm. of Delaware
the state,
for that
the
cost.
The state, we're already spending $600,000,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's not been clear in the papers, because I had a lot of people call me and said, how come we're picking up this new bill of mm-hmm. $600,000?
Now,
where
in years...
Where are we going to get this kind of money from, see?
Right. In years past, we did not fund it at all. And then maybe... Two years ago, state legislation required that the counties fund half of it. And then last year, it went to 100%. And then this year, it's 100%, and they're turning it over to the counties.
The one difference is we will eventually have full control, and we may be able to fashion a system that's more efficient, that maybe can generate more revenue than in the past has generated. It is an unfunded mandate at this point, but at least we are getting some of the authority that goes along with spending that money. Do you have a motion, Mr. Baker?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize preparation of a RFP for dog control services, a request for proposal for dog control services for 1 year with 2 1-year extensions at the option of the County Council, and also that county staff will handle dog licensing in-house.
Could I get a motion to that effect?
Yes, I'll offer the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the option read by Mr. Baker. Is there any further discussion?
Well, we had talked about this before, and we talked about cat control and other animals. This is strictly about dogs.
Yes, it's strictly about dogs.
And it's not going to change, or maybe will change, or whatever. What do we do? What do we?
Whatever level of service we have now, we can expect in the future.
And we have the authority to modify it as time goes on.
We could modify it.
It's now our dog control, right?
Okay, so but we're going to be in the process of the RFP after this is passed.
But at this point, we're just going to continue the level of service that's already been provided, correct?
Yes.
Right.
a mechanical question, if all of a sudden we council members start getting calls from constituents who have complaints about dogs and other animals, will we simply be turning them over to you, or is there going to be?
I hope not.
Tell them to call Sam Wilson.
Sam Wilson.
We are Mr. Eddie Parker, I believe, is here in Allen Hallway from our constable's office, and we are planning on dedicating a considerable part of time for one employee in the constable's office to handle calls and at least forward them on to SPCA or whoever would receive the contract and follow up on it, and also handle licensing issues.
Okay.
So we could make this chief constable / head dog catcher position.
Yes, we could.
I got a proposal. We issue low number tags and sell them.
We are discussing that. Yes.
President of the county
council.
Number
one dog would be like the governor.
The president of the county council's dog gets number one.
Did we have somebody rough? In 1 year, it'll have to be a Republican dog, and next year, it'll have to be a yellow dog and a blue dog. And a
yellow dog.
Blue dog Democrat.
Blue and red dog.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Unenthusiastically.
I think we've gone to the dogs, take the truth.
Mm-hmm. I went number one. I've been here the longest. I get number one. I'm a dog.
The last item is the county administrator's report. As per the attached notice from the Delaware Solid Waste Authority, 23,992 pounds of recycled material was received during July at the Georgetown West Complex site. Next, runway 1028 grand opening. On August 28th or 25th at 1 p.m., a grand opening is scheduled for runway 1028, the new crosswind runway at the county's Georgetown Airport. This project has been funded with federal, state, and county dollars, which will provide a new crosswind runway that replaces the smaller existing runway. We would like to invite the press and anyone else interested to attend this ceremony at the airport in Georgetown. And actually, the new runway became operational today.
Very good.
American Association Airport Executives, Mr. Jim Hicken, County Airport Director, completed a course this summer offered by the American Association of Airport Executives. We wish to congratulate Mr. Hicken on certification by this organization that he pursued on his own and at his own expense.
Could I ask yes. What did that involve? What is your expertise now?
It's a general overview of airport management, history management, airport capacity, mm-hmm. airport design, a little bit of everything.
Great. I'd like to make a motion we reimburse Mr. Hicken for his expenses.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to reimburse Mr. Hicken for his expenses. Is there any discussion? Now I'll take a vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. Hicken.
And then the last item, the engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance to the following projects. The Meadows Agreement Number 650 on July 31st, 2009. Developers Jack Carosi Builder, and it's located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sewer District, consisting of 17 single-family homes. The next is Nassau Grove LLC Phase 2. Developer is K. Gavinian Homes of Delaware. Projects located on Route 1 and County Road 265 in the West Rehoboth expansion of Dewey Beach Sewer District, consisting of 30 units. Coral Bay at Harmon Branch, the Villas of Harmon Bay, also granted beneficial acceptance on August 12th, and it is located at the intersection of Road 273 and Route 1, also in the West Rehoboth expansion of Dewey Sewer District, consisting of 32 single-family units. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Baker?
Yeah, I have a question for Mr. Baker. How can you be away for a whole week, come back with all this the next day?
Staff did.
Oh, okay.
This is staff work.
All right.
Thank you.
Ms. Webb, our finance director.
Thank you.
Make a motion to reimburse Mr. Baker for his vacation.
No.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Better not go there.
You going to second that, Joan?
No.
I have an ordinance for introduction today. Copy's coming down. It's to set the rate, the assessment rate for the Gulf Village Sewer District. If you recall, the county's building a sewer district, Gulf Village, and will charge an assessment fee, and the town of Georgetown will service them for the operation and maintenance, and they will charge the service charge. Gulf Village will serve 45 existing homes. This project was funded by USDA grant and bond and a state road grant and state discretionary grant funds. The USDA bonds term is 2.75% for 40 years. The assessment rate, hopefully to be set at $1.79. At the referendum, we estimated a rate of $5.63. The savings is due to the project cost coming in much more favorable, more grant funding available, and a lower interest rate on the debt. The assessment rate will cover the cost of the debt service, which is the amount borrowed to build the capital for the system. And this will be billed on the annual tax billing. And the connection fees will be funded in the project.
Any questions from Ms. Webb?
We got in our packet Friday, once at $1.40.
Yeah, I refined it.
It's going to be higher coming Thursday or Friday.
This is the rate today.
Okay, just checking.
It was just an error.
We worked on the numbers and kind of looked at some things.
It
didn't kind of work out. Checked out some things. But they got a really good deal. We estimated that their annual bill with the service charge and the front foot assessment would be $1,227.56 at referendum, and it will come out to be, depending on how Town of Georgetown service charge, because they're charged the out-of-town rate, and that will always go up. But on right now, the average bill of $843.14, which is more in line with what our sewer districts run and why the grant money was there.
This is an ordinance that will need introduction if a council member is so inclined.
I'll introduce it.
Thank you, Mr. Vincent.
Sir, I'm saying. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Webb.
You're welcome.
Mr. Godwin?
Yes, sir, Mr. President, members of council. For your consideration this afternoon, we have one request for a disbursement from our annual municipal police fund of $15,000 to the town of Fenwick Island. They've petitioned for a full disbursement of these dollars for the use of their town for operational costs and some equipment. I have a motion if you're interested.
Is somebody from Fenwick here?
Excuse me?
Is there somebody here from Fenwick?
I don't think so. Generally, the police departments don't show unless they have some particular interest that might be out of line with the fund that was already set up in the budget.
Understand.
Okay.
If you're comfortable, Mr. Godwin, go ahead and read the motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve a disbursement of $15,000 from the annual municipal grant fund to the town of Fenwick Island for operating and equipment expenses.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the local law enforcement grant funding in the amount of $15,000 to the town of Fenwick. Is there any discussion?
Can you be a little more specific about what this equipment is?
Sure. I'll read you just what they sent us. It said funds to be used for operational costs and purchase of equipment such as, but not limited to, safety equipment for new police vehicle, ammunition, tasers, and fuel. So it sounds like some of these dollars will be used to help purchase a new vehicle, and other dollars from this will be used for the expenses that I mentioned as well.
Did we not give them some money, Mr. Baker? $25,000.
Last year.
How much do we give them this year? And then in the budget, we give them some money this year?
Right.
Yes.
How much was it? What?
15.
15.
15. Mm-hmm.
All right, so is this not part of 15, correct?
This is that 15.
It's all of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's in the budget.
Yeah, see, generally, these dollars are put in the budget, and then each time a town requests a disbursement from that fund, we bring it to you for your approval again. So you're essentially approving it twice.
Okay.
They are wasting no time. Any other discussion?
I'm afraid we're going broke.
If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion
Thank
carried.
You.
Thank you, Mr. Godwin.
Mr. Hicken?
Well, a couple things before I start. First of all, thank you for the reimbursement. It's greatly, greatly appreciated.
Well earned.
And the second thing is, I know.
Take that dinner.
Sorry?
Take that dinner if you want to.
Big Sam.
Next Tuesday after the ceremony.
Yes, Mr. Hicken, continue, please.
The second thing, and I know I shouldn't contradict the boss in public, but since it is a safety thing, the new runway actually opens next Tuesday with the ceremony. The old runway closed as of this morning. So just to keep anybody from trying to use it, it does start to look like a new runway, and you know, it has that new runway smell. We had a lease last week that expired at the airport on the 9th with Everett and James Bennett, who are here today in case you have any questions. It was for Lot B at the airport, which is like two doors down from LifeNet along Rudder Lane towards the State Police hangar. This was a 25-year ground lease, started in 1984 with New Process Fiber Company, and was assigned to the Bennetts 2 years ago. One of the terms of the lease was at the expiration of the lease, any improvements to the property revert to the county, the major improvement being a 2,500 square foot hangar. The Bennetts would like to stay on the property. They have a couple of airplanes parked in the hangar. in the terms of their lease assignment, if they want to stay, they have to negotiate a brand new lease and pay the rent that's then applicable to other properties, similar properties, you know, as approved by the council. I've offered the Bennetts a one-year renewable hangar lease, since the hangar is reverted to the county, at a rate of $584 a month, which is very comparable to what we rent hangar space on a square footage basis in the T hangars. The Bennetts have turned that offer down, and they would like a longer term lease. That's one of the reasons that wasn't acceptable. There's a couple of problems with a long-term lease for this property. One being is it's now a hangar lease, and hangar leases really shouldn't be any more than a year at a time. The biggest problem with this area is this lot and the two lots next to it are very underutilized, and I think some of you have been out there to see that. The three lots, LifeNet, Leg Hudson, and the Bennetts, a little bit over an acre apiece with small hangars on them. So we've recognized for a long time that these properties are underdeveloped. However, right now we don't have any definite plans to develop those properties. Our airport layout plan, which is approved by the FAA or the ALP, does not show any development in this area. Any development anywhere in the airport has to be done in accordance with the ALP and approved by the FAA. So anything we do on this property, that's just another hoop to go through. And I don't expect any problems with that, but you just need to keep that in mind. Now, I've explained this. The Bennetts have a representative working for them, negotiating this whole process for them. I've explained it to him. They understand that the development issues, and they've offered to develop that property for us. What they would like, though, is a six-month lease with the county for, you know, while they do their due diligence and come up with a serious proposal to develop.
Oh, just basically a six-month extension on what they presently have?
Right. And not an extension, but it would be a brand new lease.
Okay, just a six-month lease. Okay.
I've offered that at the $584 a month, and that's been turned down. They've asked to stay basically on the same terms that they've been there for the last 6 months.
Which would be?
It's been $1,500 a year, so $750 for the 6 months in rent.
$750.
Right.
Which is how much a month that
about
breaks down?
$100
a month or something? Yeah, a little over.
Thanks. Right. And that's really why I'm here today, is to propose that to you for your consideration, a six-month lease on the same basic financial terms as before. Like I said, this will be a hangar lease and a ground lease since.
But the 6 months period, time period, is basically so the county and the Bennetts can continue to negotiate.
We continue, gives the Bennetts time to do their due diligence, come up with a development plan to efficiently use that property.
Another possible proposal, okay.
Right,
okay.
And I think that's a good thing for the airport. Okay. For, you know, okay. Somebody's willing to put the money out to make good use of the property.
Okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Hagan before he reads the motion?
Well, has our attorney looked at this agreement and had come up with the contingencies?
Yes, I have been working with Mr. Hicken through this and looked at the current lease and the proposal.
Mr. Vincent?
It'll be the same terms, but as I said, a new document. We have to recognize the fact that it's the hangar's involved now. We've done some things like perhaps some insurance requirements and so on. But the second part of this is, I think we also owe it to the Bennetts to let them know what we expect during that 6 months as far as a proposal. So in your packets, there was a proposal, set of proposal requirements that I've shared with the Bennetts. They haven't heard any objection to, but it's basically what we've used for the last 9 years in our minimum standards document. But, unless you have any questions of me.
When would the 6 months start?
How much a month?
And this extension, when does the current one run out?
I would propose, you know, as soon as you approve it.
Okay.
That would give them the
6 months
start.
Okay. Mr. Vincent has the floor.
I noticed they turned down your $584 a month and all that, and they wanted $750 for that 6 month period entirely. But the lease now, we're talking about the 6 months, will have no impact at all on the future lease. 6 months from now, they come back, renegotiate, these numbers are out the door, correct?
Correct.
We could charge $10,000.
Brand new lease. And the hope is, you know, we're going to have a development agreement at the end of the 6 months.
Okay.
To, you know, at a more appropriate amount of rent.
I have a question. Who gets this authorized by the who runs it to the FAA and ALP and gets it authorized?
Well, I have to submit it because it's on the airport, and it goes to the airport district's office up in Harrisburg that we deal with, and then it actually goes to seven different lines of business within the FAA.
Yeah, and can that be done in 6 months, you think, or is that
sure.
the fact?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
And
all right.
It's about probably 30 days.
Okay.
Any other questions? Mr. Hicken, would you like to read your motion?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the Council President to execute a new 6 month hangar lease agreement with Everett and James Bennett under the same financial terms of their lease agreement that expired on August 9, 2009. The new lease terms to include the development proposal requirements presented by Jim Hicken, Director, Sussex County Airport and Industrial Park.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the agreement as read by Mr. Hicken. Is there any questions?
Say I'm very pleased with how you've handled this. That's all.
We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Hicken. Mr. Izzo?